Let's get right to the big political news. Donald Trump is now officially the presumptive nominee of the Republican Party. He has secured 1,238 delegates. That's one more than needed to clinch the GOP presidential nomination. So joining us now to discuss how Trump got here and what's next is NPR's senior Washington editor, Ron Elving. Ron, good to talk to you again.
Good to be with you, Meghna.
So first of all, Donald Trump is, of course, the only GOP candidate still in the race. So the fact that he reached this number isn't necessarily a surprise. But why now? Why today? The next primaries aren't until June 7th.
That is right. The Associated Press has been surveying unbound delegates. They've been doing this for weeks, for months, asking them, have you made up your mind? Have you made up your mind? Do you know whom you're going to vote for on the first ballot when you get to Cleveland? And for weeks and months, most all of the unbound delegates have been telling the Associated Press reporters around the country, no, I haven't made up my mind. But as things have reached the current juncture, with all the other candidates having suspended their campaigns, and with Donald Trump poised on the brink of having enough delegates to win on the first ballot, even before we get to the June 7th primaries, which is a big stash of 300 and some delegates, with him right there on the brink, the Associated Press has now reached enough unbound delegates who are willing to say, yes, I'm voting for Donald Trump, that they have put him over the top.
Well, so Trump has the delegate support, and we can call him the presumptive nominee now. But what about the party's support? Is this the moment in which we'll start seeing the broader GOP truly begin to coalesce around the man who looks to be their nominee?
Much of the party establishment has already done so. But there are some high-profile holdouts, people like Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House. Again, this morning, people waited breathlessly when he came out for a news availability in the House of Representatives. They thought perhaps after his last conversation with Donald Trump in the last 12 hours, he would be willing to take the leap. He did not. He did not want to talk about it. So there are still some high-profile holdouts of the Bush family. All these former presidential nominees and former Republican presidents are not going to be going to the convention or endorsing Donald Trump. That excludes Bob Dole, who does plan to go and endorse. So unify the party. Maybe Donald Trump can do that. Maybe it will be more like the party consolidating its assets behind him because really it doesn't have much choice. He is the last man standing, and that makes him the man.
Right. Well, you know, just to remind everyone, as if we needed a reminder, but Trump did fight off 16 other candidates in this long primary season. And some of those former opponents, Senator Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Ohio Governor John Kasich, they've all said that they're keeping the delegates they've got as we head into the July Republican convention in Cleveland. What's the strategy or the significance behind that?
One way to put it would be to say, why not keep them? Why not go to the convention with 559 delegates saying, Ted Cruz, you're the guy we'd rather be nominating today? That just makes you more important at the convention. And to a lesser degree, same is true with Marco Rubio and John Kasich. Now, in a couple of these cases, maybe in all three cases, these people might see themselves as potentially still being on the ticket with Donald Trump. I'm sure they would be ambivalent about that. But on the other hand, you can't dismiss it. Plus, all three of them are very interested in what might happen in 2020. So they want to be important personages at this convention, and you might as well keep your delegates intact to do that. It doesn't really make any other difference. There's one last thing. What if something unforeseen happened between now and the third week of July? They would rather remain alive in that sense.
Right. And given how this primary season has gone so far, one can never make any presumptions. Finally, Ron, I'm curious. We mentioned that there are a bunch of primaries on June 7th, California, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, South Dakota, and there's quite a large cache of delegates up for grabs there. What's it looking like between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders? Because there's still a great deal of action between those two candidates.
Absolutely. And there will almost surely be a split between those two candidates on June 7th. It looks like Hillary Clinton's in pretty good position to win in New Jersey, but the race in California is too close to call. Just a new poll out this morning shows the race just a couple of points apart. I think most everybody expects it to be a down-to-the-wire kind of race there on June 7th in California, and that will mean, like in the other states, under the Democratic rules, that the two candidates will share the delegates almost equally. So they will each get hundreds out of California because California California has almost 500 delegates. So they will both get hundreds. And that will mean, in combination with New Jersey, that Hillary Clinton will go over the top, just as Donald Trump has done through this AP survey. But Bernie Sanders has said he may take his fight all the way to the convention itself.
Ron Elving is NPR's senior Washington editor. Ron, always great to talk with you. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.